Welcome to Rapidly Rotating Records, an hour of toe-tapping music from rapidly rotating 78 RPM records of the 1920s and 30s with yours truly, Glenn Robison. We've got dance bands, hot bands, sweet bands, show tunes, novelty tunes, blues, jazz, and more on everything from Aeolian to Xenophone and by everyone from Aronson to Zerky. On this evening's show, we'll listen to some songs of long ago, which is actually something we do pretty much every week on this show. Mention some things you can give me, we'll have an empty set, and celebrate the birthdays of Dave Dreyer and others. Last week I mentioned that Earl Carroll wrote Dreams of Long Ago. I don't have any recordings of that song, but I do have some other songs about long ago, beginning with the Clico Club Eskimos, who will play some songs of long ago. Thank you.
of long ago. So sweet, so old-fashioned, just like plain calico. And I've kept you with me through all of these years. Ah, but you're the dearest of all of my souvenirs. Just one tiny picture that you hold inside brings millions of memories to me. Gee, how I love her. You never will know. Little locket of long ago.
Well, they're from the 1920s, you have some nostalgia for the 1890s. We occasionally play a waltz on the show, but that had kind of a polka feel to it, which should appeal to listener Frank up there in Spokane, Washington. Sorry I missed you when you were down here, buddy. Anyway, that was Nat Shulkrit and the Victor Orchestra with "'Twas Not So Long Ago," composed by Jerome Kern for the show Sweet Adeline, a musical romance of the gay 90s in two acts, which opened at Hammerstein's Theater on September 3, 1929, and ran for 234 performances. And speaking of polkas, one of the other songs in the show was "Play Us a Polka, Dot," a clever play on words referring to Dot, a clarinet player played by Violet Carson. Oscar Hammerstein II, whose full name was Oscar Greeley Clendenning Hammerstein II, wrote the lyrics. Frank Munn, who sang them there, seemed to have a bit of a hard time getting going on the vocal refrain on that October 17, 1929 recording. Before that, we did have a waltz, "Little Locket of Long Ago," written by Joe Burke and Harry Woods. There was an introductory reference to Love's Old Sweet Song, also known as "Just a Song at Twilight," composed by James Lyman Malloy, with the lyrics by a man with a very upper-crust-sounding name, Graham Clifton Bingham. That, of course, was the high-hatted tragedian of song Ted Lewis and his band on July 28, 1933. Ted Lewis was preceded by the Harry Yerkes band, The Happy Six, February 25, 1921, and Not So Long Ago. Not So Long Ago was written by Charles Anthony Bea, who was born in 1891 and brought us such memorable songs as "Eve Cost Adam Just One Bone," "You Get Used to It After a While," and "I'd Be Proud to Be the Mother of a Soldier." Some of you probably recognized the sleigh bells in the opening song to belong to the Harry Reaser band the Clico Club Eskimos, who opened the show with "Songs of Long Ago," which they recorded on Christmas Eve, 1925. The songs in that medley were "When You and I Were Young, Maggie," "Silver Threads Among the Gold," and "In the Gloaming." "In the Gloaming" was composed by Annie Fortescue Harrison and was published in 1877, the year she married a member of Parliament and became Lady Arthur Hill. That was an instrumental, but there are words which were written by Alexina Catherine Ored. Now, just try and name another radio program anywhere on the planet where you're going to get that kind of vital information other than right here on Rapidly Rotating Records. Last week we spotlighted Earl Carroll and played a couple of his compositions. Another song Earl Carroll wrote, but that I don't have a copy of, is "Give Me All of You." But I do have some records about some other things you can give me.
Thank you. tomorrow. Give me today with you alone, that's all. Why, I'll never be a dreamer reaping sorrow. I'll never see my little castles fall. I want to love you today, the little bluebird's calling. Shadows of gray he's always hiding from, and he will tell you it's true what I'm telling to you. Happiness lives only one day through, so give me today, tomorrow never will come.
Was a fun record, the California Ramblers and Give Me Today from April 21st, 1926. The vocalist there was Arthur Hall, and not one of his better renditions. That was preceded by Celestine's original Tuxedo Jazz Orchestra and Give Me Some More, written by Paul Barnes, reed man in the band. That was recorded by Columbia on April 13th, 1926. Oscar Papa Celestine was born New Year's Day, 1884, in Napoleonville, Louisiana. His first dance band was resident at the Tuxedo Dance Hall in New Orleans from 1910 until March of 1913, but the Tuxedo in that name and subsequent band names, Tuxedo Brass Band and Tuxedo Orchestra, referred not to the dance hall but to the band's standard attire, tuxedos. And we began that gimme set with J.C. Higginbotham and his Six Hicks, a scaled-down version of the Louis Russell Orchestra, with Give Me Your Telephone Number. Trombonist J.C. Higginbotham wrote Give Me Your Telephone Number, and that was recorded February 5th, 1930. Rapidly Rotating Records is now on Facebook. If you're already on Facebook, simply enter Rapidly Rotating Records in the Facebook search box in the upper right-hand portion of the screen, and the link to our fan page will appear in a drop-down box. If you're not already a member of Facebook, you can find a link to the public fan page at our website, www.rapidlyrotatingrecords.com. I hope you'll check it out and become a Facebook fan of the show. Last week, listener Scott sent an email saying he had heard a Rudy Vallee show from 1933 where Rudy sings Empty Days. Scott asked if I knew anything about the song, which I don't, other than it was written by Jacques Crecure. And I have only one recording of Empty Days, but here it is. Thank you.
Empty days, I stay at home, I'm all alone, I'm never gay. You took the love I gave you, then you went away. You left me empty days. Since you're gone, I'm never glad, I'm always sad and so forlorn. Why did you leave me when our love was newly born? You left me empty days. I can't live without you, dear. Each day seems just like a year. Skies of gray would disappear if you'd return someday. Empty days, monotony, misery are here to stay. I can't go on without you in this hopeless way. You left me empty days. Covered with rust, where do you talk tonight? Empty booth, covered with dust, where do you walk tonight? Empty saddle in the old corral, my tears would be dry tonight. If you'll only say I'm lonely as you carry my old pal, empty saddles in the old corral. Thank you.
mine on my mind, the man of my dreams. Where is he? I wish that I knew. Why should he hide, the man of my dreams? Won't somebody guide the man of my dreams? Write to me and make dreams come true. There's a million lovers, but I'm alone. When will I discover the lover all my own? I've told the moon and each star that gleams, I must have him soon, so send out your beams and find him, the man of my dreams.
Okay, I'll be the first to admit that was kind of an odd set of records, but there aren't a whole lot of vintage songs about emptiness. We started off with sort of a request from listener Scott for Empty Days. We heard it there by Jan Garber and his orchestra with a vocal by Lee Bennett, September 22, 1933. Empty Days was written by Jacques Cracure. Jacques Cracure co-wrote When a Lady Meets a Gentleman Down South with Dave Oppenheim and Michael H. Cleary. He also wrote Where from the 1941 movie Sweetheart of the Campus, and also wrote Your Toots to Me, which was recorded by Shep Fields in 1936. I might have to play that next week just to be able to say toots. Next, we went out to the old corral only to find empty saddles, rusty guns, and empty boots. That was Russ Morgan and Music in the Russ Morgan Manor with Empty Saddles. The vocalist on that June 25, 1936 Brunswick recording was unidentified. We finished up that empty set with Charlie Kuntz and his Kasani Club Orchestra in December of 1936, and Everything is Rhythm. So what does that have to do with empty? Well, Everything is Rhythm was a medley which started out with Life is Empty Without Love, which was written by Jimmy Nolan. You also heard Dame Vera Lynn with Man of My Dreams and Sky High Honeymoon. I'm Glenn Robison, and the show is Rapidly Rotating Records. We're here each and every Sunday evening at 6 on KISL, Avalon, in New Zealand on the Wellsford Country Radio Network, 105.8 FM, and available on demand anytime at all online at rapidlyrotatingrecords.com, shamrockradio.com, and on iTunes as a podcast. A number of composers and artists had birthdays this past week, and here's a representative sample from a few.
Thank you. loving to do, some heavy loving to do. I've got some kissing to do, for I've been missing that too. And I don't care, I'll even share somebody who won't be true. Oh, I can't eat, I can't rest, it may not be for the best. I've got to get something off my chest. I may regret, but I must get some lighting to them, you bet. Thank you.
Mr. Boy Summers and his band, November 2, 1927, with a red-roofed chalet written by Tolchard Evans. He was born September 20, 1901, in London. He grew up in a musical family and began taking piano lessons at age 6. He received formal musical education and joined the Lawrence Wright Music Publishing Company in 1919, and by 1925 he had his own band. His regular collaborators were lyricists Stanley J. Damerel and Robert Hargraves, and in 1931 they wrote their biggest hit, Lady of Spain. Tolchard Evans died March 12, 1978. Before a red-roofed chalet, we heard Big Spiderbeck and his orchestra with I Don't Mind Walking in the Rain from September 8, 1930. I Don't Mind Walking in the Rain was written by Al Hoffman and Max Rich. Al Hoffman was born in Minsk, Russia on December 25, 1902, and came to the U.S. with his family in 1908. I Don't Mind Walking in the Rain was his first hit, but other songs in the Hoffman catalog include Heartaches, Auf Wiedersehen, My Dear, and I Saw Stars. We started off that set with Waring's Pennsylvanians and I've Got Some Lovin' to Do from December 17, 1925. I've Got Some Lovin' to Do was written by Mo Jaffe and Nat Bonks, but neither one of them was born last week. However, the gravelly-voiced vocalist Polly McClintock was born on September 24, 1900 in Pennsylvania. McClintock was friends with both Fred Waring and his brother Tom, and the three of them formed the Waring-McClintock Snap Orchestra, which evolved into Fred Waring's Banjo Orchestra.
Doing our part to keep alive the music of the 1920s and 1930s, this is Rapidly Rotating Records, Sunday evenings at 6 on KISLFM 88.7 Avalon, and available anytime online at rapidlyrotatingrecords.com.
Last week, September 22nd, marked the birth in 1894 in Brooklyn, New York, of songwriter Dave Dreyer. Early in his career, he worked as a pianist, accompanying the likes of Al Jolson, Sophie Tucker, Belle Baker, and Frank Fay in vaudeville. In 1923, he was hired as a staff pianist at Irving Berlin Music Company, where he stayed until the late 40s when he started his own publishing firm. From 1929 to 1940, he worked for Hollywood Studios, contributing songs to film scores, and he went on to become the head of the music department at RKO Radio. Dave Dreyer died in New York City on March 2, 1967. Collaborating with lyricists such as Billy Rose, Ballard McDonald, Herman Ruby, and others, Dreyer wrote such hits as What Am I Supposed to Do?, There's a Rainbow Around My Shoulder, Golden Gate, In a Little Secondhand Store, I'm Following You, I'm Keeping Company, and these.
Watermelon, nobody, no one but Susie Speller. I love to hear him say, look at those lips, and who kisses them? He kisses them. Oh, those eyes, blue as skies, who does she roll them for? Having dough is not essential, knowing her, that's my credential. I just want to be known as Susie Speller. Thank you.
me and my shadow, all alone and feeling blue.
Because I'm crazy for you. Oh, won't believe it's someone new. Sa da 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 dee dee da da. Oh, please don't do a thing that I wouldn't do. Oh, baby, while you're gone, I'll behave. Not because you behave, but because I'm crazy for you.
We began our tribute to Dave Dreyer with Isham Jones and his orchestra, and I Want to Be Known as Susie's Feller. That recording was made September 21st, 1926, and included Harry Reaser on banjo. The Lou Brown lyrics were sung by another vocalist with a very distinctive voice, Tom Stax. Harry Reaser played banjo in the next record as well. That was The Rangers, a pseudonym for Sam Lannon, with Me and My Shadow, written by Dreyer, Billy Rose, and Al Jolson. The vocalist on that May 23, 1927 recording on the Lincoln label is unidentified. We finished up with Horace Heights Orchestra with another Rose Jolson Dreyer collaboration, I'm Crazy for You, recorded in San Francisco on March 16, 1929. The vocal trio consisted of Jerry Brown, not that Jerry Brown, the Jerry Brown with an E, Harold Moore, and Warren Lewis. I'm Glenn Robison, and you've been listening to Rapidly Rotating Records. And as always, I thank you for your very kind attention.